Blog Talk Radio.
My goodies.
I got a sick reputation for handling broads. All I need is me a few seconds and more. And it's a wrap. Tell the lady bring my lap. And I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth. And I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause they seen me do it. Barricades, I run right through them. I'm used to them. Throw all the dirt you want. No, you don't. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back, picking out a basket of fruit.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, freaking Petey, love you too. You know how I do.
Big Mama, also known as Axe AF, Big Mama Truth, not the kind of truth you're accustomed to, but the kind of truth that you damn well need to hear. And thanks to Super Bowl Sunday and their Super Bowl fun, we are not at 8 o'clock, we're at 9 o'clock trying to relive some of the moments. And don't get it twisted, AF don't watch Super Bowl, but you can't miss a good hot wing and a tasty beer on occasion, so you know how I do. What's going on with the world today? Before I even start, let me just say yes. It has been announced, it's been affirmed, it's confirmed, we are pregnant. Psych. That's what everybody's going around today, and that's the rant going on for today is everybody is claiming Beyonce's pregnancy. Now, don't get me wrong and don't get, you know, those beehive lovers do not come after me and attack me because at the end of the day, let me tell you, I ain't nobody's godparents. Plus, first and foremost, as many children that I try to claim to be their godparents, I couldn't afford those kids. Their budget is way higher than mine. I couldn't afford to even get them some Pampers. This is a chick who clocks down hospital floors to give birth. And me want to be a godparent? So no. While I congratulate the couple on having a second pregnancy, I am not celebrating it like it's a national anthem or it's a monumental discovery. No one discovered a new cure for any disease. All she did was discover that she was having two instead of one. People get a life. If you got to live through Beyonce's every single moment, you might want to stop breathing because you need to die. That's just Big Mama's trying to say. I'm saying, I know a lot of people not feeling me because, you know, I have a lot of ways of thinking about celebrities, but the most important way of thinking about celebrities is that they are people. Beyonce ain't stressing you. You think what? You think if the baby kicks, she calling you to say, oh, my God, the twins move? Come on, get over it. Live your own life. Like, if you that desperate, then go out. Now, you know there are the few fools who want to go through this pregnancy with Beyonce, so they're out there like, daddy, do it twice so you can pump two in me. I need to have twins like Beyonce. Okay, go ahead. Have twins by Beyonce. That's double Pampers, double time, and double no damn sleep. But go ahead. And everybody knows AF ain't trying to be with nobody because her uterus has been on layaway on the clothes factory. It has been shut down. It's been on eBay for the last, what, two decades? It's for sale, shut down. No, what? We are closed for business. I've had them tied to, burnt, and put up for auction. So we will not be trying to follow Beyonce trends, but I do say once again, kudos. Let's see which hospital gets closed down for this. Do she close now? Because she's having twins, does she close down two floors instead of one this time? Y'all be the one. And while all of y'all are sitting there doing the hype as they want you to, has anybody been paying attention to what Congress is doing and what the person who they elected, not me because I voted the other way, president is doing? While us black people are doing the minimum of watching out of what Beyonce's uterus is being occupied with, he has insulted four countries in 24 hours. You better be starting to dig. Instead of worrying about what's going on in her uterus, you better start digging a tunnel in your basement because when they start sending them bombs out, they aiming for us. His mouth is reckless. He thought I talked some shit. need to talk about a man who gets bored on conversations and hangs up on people who have power to blow us up. All right, but you know what? That's not what tonight's topic is about. That was just me going on a rant because all this week, all I'm hearing is, oh, my God, Beyonce's having a baby. We're having twins. Oh, my God, we're having twins. No, bitches, you're not having twins. Your uterus is still dusty. There is still no eggs being produced in your hen. So let's just keep it moving. Beyonce will be doing Beyonce, and you will be doing, as Major Hype said, you will be Beyonce in it because you will be trying to be her life. Anyhow, tonight's topic is relationship goals. While a lot of people in the world have Beyonce and Jay-Z relationship goals without knowing what's going on behind closed doors, we won't be discussing that. We'll be discussing relationship goals at this point as, you know, Valentine's Day is less than a week away. And what are your, what is your price to position? So before we get into discussing exactly what do I mean, pricing position, or knowing your worth, or knowing your potential for the proper Valentine's gift, we're going to go into Betty Wright, as she explained to me that in any relationship, no pain, no gain. Betty Wright must be taking a break. But she will be up shortly. So anyways, until Betty Wright gets her act right, because she...
The Pack Entertainment. Trying to get them dance shoes on my...
See you.
Can't nobody tell me nothing about nothing about nothing. When I want to know about something, I'm going to listen to Betty White. She has been telling me something about something that y'all don't even understand. See, y'all sit there, y'all go, oh, my God, that's that old song. You know what I'm saying? AF be sitting there listening to these oldies, but these oldies be telling you truth. You talking about relationship goals? That's relationship goals there. That's how you start these relationship goals. This is how you pay attention to what's going on. A lot of times you want to go and you want to ask your girlfriend, girl, let me tell you, I need your advice. My man, he doing this, and the third. And your girl going to tell you, girl, that sounds like he doing this, and the third. She don't know nothing. She ain't been through nothing. Ain't had nothing done. And the things she been through ain't the same things you've been through. So you can't say the same things. Her man is doing is the same things your man is doing. Unless her man and your man is the same man, then y'all got some problems. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to step back and just put on an oldies record and say, okay, what do I do? And I say, Betty, what am I doing? Betty said, you got to be a lady in the street. Okay? That's what she said. You got to be a lady in the street. You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. And you know what that means? And after you know, some of y'all girls don't even, that's like, what do you mean show your teeth? That means, girl, cover up everything. Now that God's meant for you, just keep it walking. Sometimes it's okay to say no because your man is at home. You know what I'm saying? But what she say? You got to be a freak in the sheets. That's right. You got to give it up to your man at home because if you don't, the next woman will. See, Betty Ray's got all kind of songs for every kind of mood. Like, you know, when you're not doing everything, there's a cleanup woman. She comes and she take care of your man for you because you ain't doing shit. That's the bitch. Like, your man come home, he want his dick sucked. You like, nah, I ain't sucking dick on that. My jaw hurt, toothache. Don't suck his dick. The cleanup woman will suck his dick. Be like, oh, I don't want to give him none tonight. Don't worry, cleanup woman. Then your best friend, she walking around here in clothes. You don't want to tell her? Betty tell you. She's a whore and she don't know it. She, to break it down to you. Talk about hiring babysitters and shit. Instead of taking care of your own kids, you want to be out in the street. Alright, be out in the street. Your honey come home and you the babysitter done took your man. Come on. That's when you want to listen to the song. Not saying that it's going to happen, but I'm telling you, sometimes you need to listen and sit back and hear what them old school chicks were going through because they knew some shit and they be trying to tell you in them songs how to keep it moving. But anyways, back to the relationship goals and Thanksgiving. Ooh, Thanksgiving. I'm thinking about food, y'all. Y'all must know AF is hungry. But anyhow, back to Valentine's Day. What is going to determine what your relationship goals are this Valentine's Day? A lot of y'all don't even know if y'all actually are in relationships. I'm about to get your feelings hurt when, you know, the 14th comes and you don't get a gift, a card, a candy, a rose, or anything like that. Maybe you might get a little wet panties, or for the guys, a little wet dick, but that's about it, and you want to know why is that, because you haven't set your relationship goals, you haven't set your standards for what it exactly is that you are trying to accomplish, and not all guys are mind readers, but is Valentine's just for guys? Do you feel a little awkward when you're out there planning, you know, the perfect gift, not knowing if you're going to get a gift? You know, that could be kind of like, you know, a little hurtful. You know, you go out there and spend, I don't know, $100, $100-something to get him something that, some good smells and stuff like that for his Valentine's Day. And he turns around and he doesn't even remember that he was supposed to be your Valentine's. So you might want to have that conversation. Lay down those lines. Find out if you is his girl, his wifey, his side piece, his side chick, or just something that he entertains his time from time to time in between. There's no title for it. It's just something, you know. Or are you just his friend? Are you a friend with benefits, good benefits? And let's like benefits. Come on. Benefit packages go just like any normal job. Okay? When you get hired, you got to pick a proper benefit package. Not all benefit packages are the same. So you got to figure, if you're a firm with benefits, what benefits are you getting? Are you the friend that only gets, you know, you get to go to the movies, get a free meal every now and again? Are you the friend that's going to be sleeping? You sleeping together, you getting food, you getting candy, you getting all of that? Are you the friend who just gets called when there's absolutely nothing to do? You got to pick your benefit package. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when I pick a job, I make sure I get the ultimate. I'm going to have benefits. I'm getting medical, dental, vision, life insurance, accident insurance, best friend insurance. Shit, fuck it. I want pet insurance. God damn it. That's the package I'm going to get. So if you're going to get, you're going to pick a friend's benefit package, you need to know what your benefit package looks like. That all falls under still guys of relationship goals. You know, your relationship would be, your relationship goal would be at this time that you want to be a friend with benefits. Okay, so be a firm with benefits. But at the same accord, what is your benefit package looking like? Like, if this relationship decides and this friendship decides to be over tomorrow, do you just walk away with, you know, the memories of sex? Or are you getting away with a little severance package? You know what I'm saying? God forbid the severance package happens in the last 18 years, then y'all might want to talk about some other kind of friendship. But anyway, that's just AF ranting again. You know how I do. So, you know, you got to move on. So I'm, like, sitting back and having conversations with females about the fact that a lot of them don't know exactly at this time what to do for Valentine's Day or how Valentine's Day partake in their relationship, or if they can even call it a relationship, because, you know, they haven't dropped any hints throughout the year about whatever. And if Christmas is any indication of how Valentine's Day is going to go, some of us females are going to be highly disturbingly pissed off. Pissosity to the highest form of all pissosity. But I digress, because we don't want to talk about, you know, non-gifts. So what relationship goals do you have for the future? I'm going to let y'all sit on that as Adele tells you about her heartbreaking hello.
I just got here and I think I'm losing signal already. Hello? Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Me, I was wondering if after all these years you'd like for me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
whatever decisions that you've made and your relationship doesn't go, and now you're thinking about all the things you should have thought about when creating your relationship goals. At least that's how I see it. I mean, I don't know how anyone else would see it. This is not a day to be bitter or whatever. You want to think about all of the things that can go. And when I was thinking about this topic this week, it was more or less thinking about the different types of relationship goals that people put themselves in and things that they stand for. Like, you have monogamy, which is a great thing, where you're one-on-one and you've decided to become in a committed relationship. But then the monogamy can move on and it grows, and you can decide to get engaged and get married and, you know, grow old together and sit in a rocking chair. And I think a lot of females have that vision, that honorary goal that you want to grow and build with your partner and, you know, have that big house one day sitting in the country with the sun setting. I mean, I once upon a time had that dream of the white picket fence and the dog and the cat and the bird. Okay, it might have been a whole fucking zoo. Might have been watching TV. Could have been a lot of things. But anyways, you know, you had that vision. That's that. Then you have the, I just need a constant boyfriend. We're committed to each other. That's it. We don't have to worry about marriage. Marriage is a piece of paper. I think I even had that conversation too in Once Upon a Time in Life. What? We don't need to be married. It's just a piece of paper. As long as I love you and you love me, we'll grow together and da, da, da. And yeah, and if you pick the right state to do that in, no matter what, after 7 years, you're legally married anyway, so it doesn't matter. Anyhow, but, you know, everybody has a different status and a different title in which their dreams are, and everyone has to pick what fits their bill. Then you have the ones that there's non-committal. You know, when I'm with you, I'm with you. When I get with you, my time with you is with you, and I'm making you feel like you're with you, so we don't have to worry. And, you know, those kind of relationships are the ones that depend with you better don't ask questions you really don't want to either answer or know the answer to. You know, like if you out there doing your dirt, you don't want to give up your information. You're not going to go ask the dude like, yo, you fucking somebody else? Because if he asks you that, then you're going to have to tell the truth. Even though you might still lie, it depends on who you are and what you're doing. But at the end of the day, you know, it depends. Then you have your secret lovers. Then you have your not telling anybody it's a secret to the world, but I love you type relationships. So we're undercover for the world. And then there's the ones I want the world to see, constant PDA, public displays of affection, which, you know, in all honesty, I don't really mind the public displays of affection. So who am I to judge, right? I'm not. But it's all about knowing what your relationship goals are when you're sitting down. Some people just fall into these aspects. And me, I like to read a lot of these urban, you know, I call them urban myth books, novels, because they be having your head, like, totally gassed up. I'm like, I read so many of them that I'm like, where does this happen? Because I haven't found that guy who picks up the chick off the street and, you know, puts her through college well for drug money and then eventually retires and they have these houses and stuff. Now most of these books take place in Miami, so I might want to move because that's probably where the big drug lords, you know, the big, gorgeous black men who drive all of these Hummer, who take pity on young girls who, you know, don't have it all. But that's I digress. That's just my urban books. We have to do a show on these urban authors with drugs and alcohol and making it seem so glamified, because I grew up in the hood in Brooklyn and I didn't see any Hummer, Benz, or Mercedes pulling up to talk me up and talk about I'm going to sweep you up and take you into a mansion and make you a rich queen of the drug world aspect. But anyways, back to the different types of things that go on. So depending on what kind of relationship that you are going to put yourself into will determine on the things that will alleviate for your relationship goals. Like, if you're in a committed relationship, you're going to want honesty. You're going to want conversation. You're going to ask the questions that you really don't want the answers to, because really you do want the answers because you already know them. You know, do you love me? Yes. Are you coming home? Yes. You know. Are you coming home? Yes. And all of that function. And at the end of the day, you're gonna want that romance and that communication. If you're in a non-monogamous relationship, then you're not going to want to know a lot of the things that you would normally want to know in a regular relationship. And you're going to want to also understand that sometimes you're not going to get the things that you need. And with that being said, I'm going to need a moment right now to hear As We Lay.
Hi, Ma, it's me. I don't know what to do.
I know, baby. And I know you think you love this man. But God is not going to give you somebody else's husband.
But I love him.
Away.
simple fact. We both belong to someone else. As we slept the night away, as we lay,
I know I threw that up at you really kind of fast, but that's kind of one of those relationships that you know it's wrong, but it's right, but it's wrong, but it's right, but it's wrong, but it's wrong, but it's right, but you keep on doing it, and you only got that one night, and you forget about everything as you wrap yourself up. Is that a relationship goal? No, you really don't want to take another man's wife, but it seems in today's society that being a side chick, a mistress, the other woman is been labeled okay. So for you to have that guilt, it's kind of okay to feel guilty, but you shouldn't have been in that place, even if it was for just one moment, 1 second, 1 hour as you lay. Everybody thinks about all of the different things that goes on. It's just, I mean, to me, I'm just rambling tonight about the different aspects of all of the wrong ways of having relationships, and I guess to each his own, because who are you to judge one person's outlook? It's knowing your self-worth and accepting what you deserve. And if you feel that all you deserve is that one night as you lay, or maybe just part of the situation of being committed to, of only having him when he can afford to have you, or having her whenever she's available, then that's what you deserve. If that's what you're willing to accept, I'm not the one to judge. But if you do truly knew your worth, then you know that there's a lot more to a relationship than just being someone's bouncing board or even someone's sounding board for just the times when they need you or when it's convenient. I was talking to someone earlier this week who was explaining to me about a person who spent their whole life being the other woman. And being the other woman in the sense that not only did she not gain from her relationship, because, see, I believe in every relationship that you have, whether it is incidental, appropriate, or you planned it, you're supposed to learn from it. Every relationship is supposed to give you some kind of lesson. Even if once your heart is broken, once your heart heals, it will have learned to not commit the same act so that it doesn't ever have to go broken again. So if you're not learning anything, then it becomes mundane that you are putting yourself into these situations of just being hurt. So I was talking to this person, and they was telling me about how this person was, you know, always the other woman, like, but has never had anything to show for it. Didn't have any houses, didn't have any cars, didn't have, you know. So we had to think about what kind of side chick was this. Because in all of the TV shows that I saw back in the day, being a mistress was almost something like you wanted to be. You wanted a mistress and you wanted a sugar daddy. You wanted to, I'm telling you what it was, because they made it look glamorous. A mistress had a house. She had a car. Her rent was being paid. She had jewelry. If the wife got jewelry, she got jewelry. If the wife got a car, she got a car. Now, her stuff may not have cost as much as the wife, but she got it. Like, she still had it. Now, half of these side chicks and half of these side hoes or side dudes, all they're getting is a Big Mac meal and some wet drawers. And they're happy because they get that time. And I'm like, it kind of defeats the purpose from back in the day when people were getting it. So when you hear an old head has been being a mistress all her life, and she doesn't know how to order food in a restaurant because she's never been to one. You know, you eat at home, you eat in the dark, you eat in quiet places, you don't travel to exotic places because you can't afford for nobody to see you. Those type of things, you know, are things that you have settled for and you're okay with. And it's funny because I don't see how that could be. Like I said, I read all these urban novels. Now, I'll tell you why I don't want a sugar daddy. That my relationship goals for sugar daddies has changed all because of Viagra. That's right, I said it. Fuck a blue pill. See, back in the day when my body wasn't all flowing Big Mama, but all flowing Sack Mama, yeah, I was about a cute little 150. You know what I'm saying? I was doing it up. Small waist, big booty, bum, bum, bang. I was. The old guys used to look, and you knew they couldn't get it up because all they could do was look. They'd be like, come sit on your lap, come shake it for me. And they'd be quick to give you the money just so that you would spend a little bit of time. Now, they didn't want no girl sex. They just wanted companionship. Have a cute, sexy chick on their arm. Although I turned it down back then, I was shut then because I'd had more sense back then, because back then they didn't have the blue pill. Now I'm older and the bills get high sometimes, and you be sitting there like, damn, wish I had a sugar daddy. I'd do anything for a sugar. Nah, these niggas got the blue pill, ready to have a heart attack. Be having penises harder than a 25-year-old. Want to actually go to 4 hours. Want to do tricks and shit. Nigga, get your old ass down before you have a heart attack. I ain't in your will yet. God damn it. No sugar daddies for me. The Viagra done fucked up every old man chance of ever to even look at me naked. So that's why I don't believe in the sugar daddy relationship goals. But everybody knows, like Beyonce say, nobody loves you like I love you. They don't love you like I do. Right, Beyonce? Hello.
I tried to change. Closed my mouth more. Tried to be softer. prettier, less awake. Fasted for 60 days, wore white, abstained from mirrors, abstained from sex, slowly did not speak another word. In that time, my hair, I grew past my ankles. I slept on a mat, on a floor. I swallowed a sword. I levitated, went to the basement, confessed my sins, and was baptized in a river. Got on my knees and said amen, and said I mean. I whipped my own back and asked for dominion at your feet. I threw myself into a volcano. I drank the blood and drank the wine. I sat alone and begged and bent at the waist for God. I crossed myself and thought I saw the devil. I grew thick in skin on my feet. I bathed in bleach and plugged my menses with pages from the holy book, but still inside me, coiled deep, was the need to know. Are you cheating on me?
Are you cheating on me?
They don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you.
Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this, scrolling through your call list? I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately, I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth, they had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Missing say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car, like make that wood, like make that wood, holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous and crazy. Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately, I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you.
Get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up off the bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Because they don't love you like I love you, and he don't love you like you love him, and she don't love you like you love she, and he don't love you like he loves he, and they don't love you like we love we. Man, listen, everybody looking for love in all the wrong places. Sometimes they're looking for love in strange places. But if you find your love, you hold on to it and cherish it. So we're going to keep the music going with Tory because he professes his love to somebody who ain't me because they don't love you like I love you, but Tory must love somebody.
I took the Henny for the day, baby. Bad man, we not stray, baby. Oops, I done fell for your way, baby. I know, girl, but
telling you that I can't give you your relationship goals, nor can I define what relationship goals you have. your relationship goals has to be your truth and what you're wanting to accomplish in your love life. And however you choose to do it can only be judged by you, and you have to live within your rights. So whatever decision that you make, whether you want to be that main chick in a monogamous relationship, sitting on the porch with rocking chairs and sunsetting and holding hands and teeth in a jar on the windowsill, or you don't mind that occasional just being there, no paper means nothing because we're going to rock this out, my Bonnie to your Clyde, we can do this time together if we get caught. Or you're going to be Thelma and Louise and you're going to drive off a, well, let's not do that. That just seems way too, I don't even think that was, like, I would have sat in jail and been friends. I don't think driving off a cliff and ending our life, yeah, we can't do that. But anyhow you put it, any relationship goals that you have chosen for yourself, you can't base it on your celebrities because they have way more problems and way more things that you're not seeing on the outside. You're just getting that TV view. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So building relationships based on fantasy will not get you the happiness you're looking for. Continue to look for happiness within yourself, and once you have found it, hold on to it. Life is so short. 1 minute you're here and the next minute you're not. So don't give up any moment and any chance of finding love. Just make sure that when you do, that you hold on to it, you cherish it, and you also nurture it so it can grow. And we're going to end out this show tonight. Before we go, don't forget, March 11th at Pearl Studios, My Story will be going on. We are looking for vendors and sponsors, so you can hit us up at Sin City Radio or SinCityProduction.com, SinCityProductions@gmail.com. Follow the page. You'll find us. We're there. And healing words in July. This is all flowing, ending on a sober note. Just remembering, hold on to the ones you love because you never know when you'll be letting them go. And we'll end tonight's song with Secret Lovers because your love should never be a secret. But I just couldn't help because I love the way it sounds.